Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Here we have advice to check our circle of influence, that we do not fall back into the ways of old. A warning here that we should separate ourselves from those that might cause us to go down the wrong path. This does not mean that we are better than anybody else. This just means that we may be prone to wander and be influenced by the wrong individuals in our circle. Warnings in verse 1, not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. This means not to listen to those who do not have the Lord in their life and have no sense of right and wrong. Second warning is not to stand in the way of sinners. This means not to follow those who are living as if there is no sense of right and wrong. Third warning is not to sit in the seat of the scornful. This means not to develop a close relationship with those that mock individuals who do have a sense of right and wrong. A threefold warning, not to listen to those who have no sense of right and wrong, not to follow those who are living as if there's no right and wrong, and not to have a relationship with those that mock individuals with a sense of right and wrong. Here, what we see is a retrogression, a demise of the individual that has the wrong circle of influence. They begin to get comfortable as first we see them walking with the wrong circle of influence. Then they are standing with the wrong circle of influence. Then they are sitting with the wrong circle of influence, becoming comfortable with those surroundings. Yes, we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, but we are in the world, but not of the world. Individuals not setting boundaries, individuals becoming comfortable with those surroundings. Wisdom teaches us to be careful of people, places, and things, and to separate ourselves from people that may be a negative influence to us, and to separate ourselves from places that may cause us to make some bad decisions, and to separate ourselves and stop doing certain things that cause us to go down the wrong path. Scripture teaches in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Scripture teaches in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18, wherefore come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.